Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and welcome to True Religion Radio, where we get to the truth, which, of course, is always Jesus Christ. He is the personification of all truth and all light. And so the more we know about him, the greater we know about the truth. Just that simple. Today, I want to talk about one of the gifts of the Spirit, which is the gift of prophecy, which Paul says is the greatest gift. And, of course, when you think about prophecy, the question becomes, what exactly is it? Some people think it's just the ability to see what's coming in the future, but that's not what prophecy is. Prophecy is a testimony of Jesus Christ. It really is to know him. How do we know Jesus Christ? Well, you got to study the scriptures. You got to study the revealed word of God. And I mean, you got to feast upon the words of God. You can't just sit there and, you know, just kind of unconsciously kind of go through it. No. You got to pray. You got to ponder. You got to think about it. You know, toss it around in your mind. And as you do this, you'll start receiving inspiration. And that'll help you to see what's true and what isn't. Now, it isn't enough to be a hearer of the word. You've also got to be a doer of the word. In other words, God isn't going to give you truth if you just keep on ignoring it and don't apply it. That's the purpose for him giving you truth, is for you to become more like Jesus Christ. We receive truth so that we can become better. What did the Savior say? Well, he said, and I quote, "What manner of men ought ye to be? Behold, I say unto you, even as I am." In other words, every single individual in this world should be striving to become more like the Savior. And can you imagine a world where people are Christ-like? Now, I know it's impossible for any man to become exactly like the Savior. He possesses the fullness of truth and light. We possess a fraction, a piece, as it were. Think of him as a mirror. Think of us as a shard. That gives you a better... Some shards are bigger than others, but in the end, we're just shards. We're never going to have it all. We're only going to have as much as we can possibly receive. And that's it. But in the end, the gift of prophecy is a testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, once you have that testimony, then it becomes clearer to you what actually took place in the past, what actually is happening in the present, and what will occur in the future. See, once you understand how God has dealt with the children of men in the past, then you begin to understand how he's dealing with us in the present and what he's doing for us in the future and what he's going to do in the future. So the key is we need to understand the scriptures. You've got to study them. And as you begin to understand the scriptures, you begin to obey the word of God, then you become closer to the Spirit of the Lord, who can teach you about Jesus Christ, and you can be blessed with the spirit of prophecy. You can know the truth of the past. You can know the truth of the present. You can know the truth of the future. But there's always a caveat here. Let me explain it to you. When God starts telling you his secrets, all right, he doesn't give you liberty to go ahead and just share everything he gives you with the world. Individuals, whenever they get a little bit of truth, they want to monetize it. They'll never want to pay him for it. If that's your attitude, then you're going to be deceived. I've seen it over and over again. Individuals get a little gift from the Lord where they're able to see a glimpse, maybe a glimpse into the future. And they start monetizing it. They start going on the lecture circuit. They start doing their monetized meetings, right? The whole goal for these people is fame and fortune. They want everyone to realize how great they are. Sadly, in most cases, these are individuals that really never, ever, ever had anybody noticed them before. And now they get a little bit of attention. It's addictive. They become consumed by it. And before you know it, they become willing mouthpieces for false revelation, false prophecy. And they fall. And then they're ignored and they're consigned to the dustbin of history. The true prophets that are called of the Lord, and what I'm talking about is individuals that truly see the past, the present, and the future. They can't just go around and share everything that they're shown. They have to ask the Lord, hey, am I allowed to share this? Sometimes he says yes. I would say most of the time it's going to be a hard no. Why? Because if God wanted everybody in the world to clearly see the truth, he'd pull back the curtains of heaven. He'd be able to see it if that's what he wanted. We're not here to walk by sight. We're here to walk by faith. Even Jesus Christ, he was limited by the faith of the people. When he was preaching in his hometown of Nazareth, he couldn't do many miracles there because people said, is this not the son of Joseph, the carpenter? Where did he get this great learning? So they weren't able to exercise faith in him because they relied on what they had seen. They had seen Jesus Christ doing carpenter work with his father, and they assumed that's all he was. Now, the scriptures explained that, and I'm going to say this clearly, Jesus Christ stated, "You have not chosen me, I have chosen you and called you," right? Long story short is, don't assume you've been called until you've been called. And you can't be called unless you're ready to share the word, because ultimately the purpose of all these gifts is to bring people to Christ. That's what it's about, to glorify him, to let people know that he knows everything. But remember what I told you, you can't just go around and share everything he gives you. Now, the other principle is this. God is going to give you simple truth at first, all right? In other words, you're not going to have any great dreams or visions until you're ready to obey the simple truths of the gospel. So, we start with the Ten Commandments. God tells you, don't steal. You read it, you understand it, you think it's good, you believe in it, right? And so you set a goal for yourself not to steal. Now, as soon as you're tried and tested, right, which could mean you go broke or hungry and you still refuse to steal and you rely on the goodness of the Lord in prayer, through those experiences, you become proven. You're a proven commodity. You're no longer just a theory. You're a reality because you're committed to following the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you continue to learn these principles and as you continue to obey them, then you become stronger in your faith. You begin to realize that, wow, every time I do the things the Lord wants me to do, it brings me happiness. And guess what? You go from being an outcast or someone on the outside of the house to becoming a servant of the Lord. And then you desire to do good things because you know that the Lord's going to pay you emotionally for them, right? I feel so good by doing good, right? Well, you're still a servant. The goal is to become a son, because Jesus Christ said, "The servant doth not abide in the house forever, but the son abides in the house forever," or a daughter of God, right? That's our goal. So to become a son or daughter of God, we have to get to the point where we're no longer looking to be paid. We don't care, because we have faith and trust, and we know that all things are ours because all things are Christ's. And he's told us that everything he receives from the Father is ours, as long as, right, we are sons and daughters of God. So remember the purpose of these gifts, the spirit of prophecy, to know the truth about the past, to know the truth about the present, to know the truth about the future, is for your edification, for you to know about God's dealings with the children of men. And then when you have a desire to share the things he shared with you, you've got to ask him first and see if he approves. And I'm going to tell you right now, 90% of the time, it's going to be a hard no. It's just for your edification, just for your learning, just for your advancement. Now, here's the other blessing of prophecy. By you knowing the past and knowing the truth of the present and knowing the truth of the future, you can have peace. You're not going to worry about it because you're going to know. You're going to know that in the end, everything's going to work out. And I'm telling you, this is how the martyrs were able to go to their deaths and without fear. I think about Stephen when he was stoned. He looked up into heaven and he saw the heavens open. And he saw Jesus Christ standing by the Father. And when they stoned him, he said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Filled with love, filled with peace. My friends, trust me, Jesus Christ is the whole purpose for these gifts. God bless you. Have a great day.